came in through the door, blowing like a breeze.
Jorgen and Steph of the Common Ground Company are right here. Jorgen, how did this group get started?
This came out of Steph and I started dating about 9 years ago almost now. And she kind of got tired of fighting for time with me against my guitar. So she decided to join me in this little endeavor.
That couldn't possibly be true.
I was very bashful at first of performing, but I grew up playing piano my whole life, and I've always loved bluegrass, and so I thought, why not?
It's kind of an inside joke in bluegrass that it's not happy music, and that's the Common Ground Company in songs like The Storm.
It was a story about one of my friends, and she was getting into a relationship that she knew wasn't going to end well, but she did it anyway for fun, and so I kind of liked the idea and ran with it.
What did she say after she heard your interpretation of her relationship?
I think she liked it. I hope she liked it.
That there's a calm before the storm, and she thought that was pretty funny because it ended up like a wreck.
Saying, baby, please, tell me what you need.
We're speaking with Steph and Jorgen of the Common Ground Company. I have to ask you this, Steph. In a traditional bluegrass band, there is no keyboard player, but you're a keyboard player. You play in a bluegrass group called the Common Ground Company. Did you have reservations about playing the piano in a bluegrass group?
You know, I grew up playing ragtime and old-time music in country, and to me that fits so nicely into the bluegrass sound. And I love bluegrass music so much, and that's the only instrument I played at the time, and so I decided I was going to try and make it work.
Does anyone ever tell you you're not supposed to do that?
No. Nope. Nope.
Steph does a lot of things that she's told she shouldn't do, just to defy the system.
Well, you've got a song called The Sinking Song, which really is kind of experimental.
Yeah, that song was derived from our mandolin player, Jake Rohde, came up with this little lick and brought it to us one day at practice with this song, and it just really, I think, kind of embodies the song. I think it really fits nicely in there.
Just comes in time. Couldn't get lost along the way.
Common Ground Company does a lot of modernistic songs and interpretations. Why is this group going in that direction?
You know, I feel like we've come to a really solid place as a group, a place that we trust each other and we are able to experiment on stage and in the studio. And so I think a lot of these songs on this next album are a reflection of us feeling comfortable with each other and bringing out new ideas and trying different things and being vulnerable on stage and in the studio. So,
but when you play, you still do some traditional sounding things.
Emmett's Daughter, I think, is a good example of a way that we play more traditional sounding bluegrass music. It has the 1-4-5 and it has a choral repetition that's over and over again. It's easy to pick up on, it's easy to follow along with.
And it's also about chasing a farmer's daughter.
Marianne, a smoking gun, likes to drink and dance. All those boys would line up and hope they'd get a chance. Secret in a bottle, thrown out to the sea. Woke up to her father with a rifle on his knee. Oh my, trying to get away now. Oh my, rabbit on a chase now. Oh my, should have stayed away from Emmett's daughter.
Jorgen, the Common Ground Company is in the process of becoming a corporation, a business entity. Not all groups go this way, but why are you?
I think everybody's really serious about the group, really invested in what we're doing together. Steph, Zach Tower, our banjo player, Peter Whiteman, and Jake Rohde are all ready to really make it official now, more than just the art, and kind of take it into the next step, kind of like what we're doing with our music in general.
The Common Ground Company. Group members possess a casual attitude, but when you hear them play, you catch the forward-leaning musical arrangements appropriate to the genre. To find out where they're playing or to contact the group, the web address is thecommongroundcompany.com. The Common Ground Company is on Facebook. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.